Hello.
Hey, Gollum, this is Peter.
Yeah, Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, good also.
Great, great. Well, Gollum, my developer was working on the changes you just sent me and the file. Okay, the functionalities you want, like with the vehicle requirements and everything. Okay? So he's having some questions regarding it and regarding you. I guess you want a payment per merchant too on the website?
Which one?
The payment merchant. You will be accepting payments on website too, right?
No, I didn't mention that. Where did I mention it?
In the questionnaire, you placed a cross on the payment merchant, so I thought that you needed that.
Oh, maybe I did it by mistake or something. No, at present time, no. Maybe later, adding.
Okay.
But this time, no. I'm not gonna be. I don't need to accept any payments through the website.
No problem. No
No.
problem, Gavin. My technical lead is on the line. Okay, so he needs to have some questions regarding your functionalities. If you can please explain to him, and he'll guide you much better, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yes. Hello. I cannot hear you.
Hey, Gillum, this is David Morgan. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm great, sir. So, how's the day going today?
Not bad.
Oh, perfect. So, I'm just here to take the feedback about the process, progress, which is specifically going on with Peter about your website, and I do see that you already approved the design as well. So, how's the progress going with Peter nowadays?
The general kind of the idea for the design, yes, kind of like, yeah.
Okay.
I did approve yesterday,
Okay, perfect. Now, I do see that I do review your questionnaire, which you basically sent us, and you just mentioned a couple of things there, which you are basically looking for on your website. So first of all, can you please explain me a little bit, like I do see that the name of your business, that is the AG United Group LLC. So what does it basically means?
What do you mean, like, what does it mean?
Like, what does AG means? What is specifically the full form or?
I think I already talked about it in like with Peter about it, and it's like sounds like we the first day meeting and like
Oh. I'm just asking, like, just for getting more awareness about your project. Like, as you know, you're already providing us with this stuff, which is going to be uploaded on your website in the next couple of hours, like 48 to 56 business hours, and then we are good with it to moving your website to be on live server.
So basically, like as I discussed, like the can you rephrase your question? Like I mean, like I couldn't understand because I already talked about design. I said that like I uploaded additional files about company services and like application driver and like request for the quote and kind of like yeah. And I
Yeah, I
asked
do
to
see
keep
that.
the yeah I asked to keep this video kind of thing like. To upload the video and the pictures about the company. So like, I mean, I cannot understand the question. So like, can you rephrase it, please?
Like, I just wanted to know the name of your business. That's it. That was just that about on the additional information which you basically sent us, the Peter already assigned to developers to start up working on that. So you will be getting the update soon about that. So I just wanted to know one more thing. Like we are just about to get the work completed for you, and as soon as the work is completed, we will go ahead and launch your website on search engine. So how do you basically planning to get your website published? How do you basically planning to market it on search engine to get to attract more people to
Hello, I'm losing the signal. Hello.
Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, I go. So like yeah, now I can hear you. So your basic question about the marketing, like
Yeah, for
or
now,
not
like
about the website. So like I'm right? So are you like, yeah,
you can go ahead. I'm listening.
So like, because like, basically like you asking like about the promoting the page and like doing all those things, right?
Mm-hmm. Because Iruski provided us with everything, so this is the only thing which
That is why, like, I mean, like, I provided with not with everything, but at least like the starting kind of thing, like to build the website and to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you have the question about those things. So that is why, like, I couldn't understand. So like, your question is like about the promoting the website, right? Like, I mean, what kind of tools am I gonna use, like, or something?
Yes,
so, like, at present time, I'm just thinking like the search engines, like the Google or whatever. Maybe at initial stage, I'm not planning to invest in any digital marketing to promote the page. Yeah, like because in my industry, it's not the main kind of driver for the business. Like, it's not online store. Where it's like you have to invest to online store like all the everything you need, like, you know, like everything you can invest. So for the marketing, because this is the main kind of the risk, like the tool to get the revenue. But in my case, it's kind of like more about the company, and like it's I'm getting the clients, I'm getting the business not through the website. And it's like, I mean, of course, some of the people they search. Later on, I'm going to promote maybe in my area. Like, for example, I want to, like, if people searching, like, in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the, like, tracking or the moving, like, of course, the search engine, like, and, like, all those things, like, later on I'm going to do. But at present time, like, all of what I need from you guys is the fast execution to make the website live the way I want it.
Yeah.
And for the marketing part, it's not the priority now. As I mentioned, because it's not kind of the core thing, like, for the business, you see. I want to make the good site and, like, do and, like, whatever services I'm going to add and modify, and then maybe later on I will consider to promote it. But once again, like, it's more of a kind of, like, because I'm meeting with my clients and, like, face-to-face, I'm giving my business card, and this is kind of the website, maybe, like, more of a kind of the face of the company, to show like the level of the services and kind of things like that. So like that's what I want to know. Like I want to have like clean, nice looking website with all the information. But again, I don't want to overload it with information because sometimes I go to the website and it's like paragraphs of the information. I mean, like nowadays people we are very lazy. We want to look like 2 minute TikTok video. We are not looking at the like 2 hour like. I mean, 10 minutes video for us, it's too much, no? You know, like, especially, like, for the young people. We want it short. That's why, like, I want to make the website, and I want to put the video if somebody, like, will look at it, like, and explaining it, make it more kind of looking professional, I would say. But basically, I like kind of, like, the website straightforward, like, the line. Our services, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we do like that. And what else? Like, I don't want to like go like philosophy, like some websites explaining during this time and says like the spaceship flying to the space and we were kind of, I mean, like it's not. I mean, like I don't really like. I'm not reading it. Like people are lazy now. They want a short. They like the infographics. So that's what I need. Like I want. You see what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying. If you are from the digital marketing team. You know all the things because I have experience working in the global corporation. I know the marketing, I know digital marketing, I know the sales. So, but I work in different fields, absolutely. So, like, I know all the things, and now, like, it should be pretty straight out thing. So, like,
Yeah, you can go.
I want to, like, focus. Present time, I want to focus on the quality of the website, how it looks.
Yeah, definitely.
What kind of information it's providing, and, like, do like that. And after that, when I feel like, okay, then I will ask some of my customers to go there and share their opinion and maybe, like, do like that. Like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, select the kind of, like, opinion group, kind of, like, the team, like, and ask somebody, like, and then when it's ready, I want to, like, maybe invest to the doing some digital marketing. So I will know that the customer who is looking for the services, like, he sees the website and he can trust the company.
Yeah.
So this is like the target I want to do. Yeah, this is
Yeah.
First of all, I really appreciate you that you explained me each and everything in more detail, and as well as you pretty much know about how do you basically going to market your audience, how do you basically going to promote your business. But there are some things which I feel like you're missing. That is because if you know, like as soon as your work is completed and as soon as you're on live server and you're on, like you're ready to serve the people who is basically looking for your services. And so, but as you know, nowadays people registering their websites on daily basis on Google, and at that time you're definitely one of them. And once you're live, you definitely at that time be on like 30th page or 40th page of search engine. Just for that reason, this is why I'm just asking you, like, how do you basically going to expand your, like, promote your rankings on search engine? Because the people whom you're just working with, that is just those who are just basically working with you, like, in Meet or something. But for those who don't even know the name of your business, who don't know who basically Galim is, what services he is providing, so just for those, how do you basically going to get those customers to expand your business?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like the thing is, like, you know, like sometimes they say invest for your current clients rather than run for the new clients, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the sort of thing, like, I want to, you know this expression, I don't know how it's called, how you say it in English, but this is kind of like the basic marketing mm-hmm. kind of terms from the MBA course, you know? So, like, invest to your current clients. Like, the thing is, like, yes, I have some client database. I know the clients because, again, in my business,
yeah.
I'm not going to have, like, hundreds or thousands of clients. It's not online store. It's not the thing, like, what you're talking about. It's not that. It's, like, I have, like, I mean, like,
yeah, but I do
five,
see
six,
that
ten contracts. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you see that,
you have
like two or three pages where you're basically getting the sign-ups for those people who are willing to take your services, right? So it means that you're basically...
Yes, of course. This is the next step, you know, like the first step kind of, like it should be like running for two birds, like, you know, like you can catch... Yeah, like, I don't know the expression in English, that's how we say it, but you know what I'm saying, like, I clearly understand, like, your point, like, I understand that you need to sell the marketing tools and, like, and whatever, like, and, like, you're good at it, like, but again, like, it's not the time. Yes, the
yeah.
website will go live, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I need to strengthen my relationship with current clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, first thing, like, and the second one, like, when I'm ready, then I will start doing, because, like,
yeah.
the website, like, looking for the new clients, it's also the tool, the website, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not ready for it now. I just want to build it and spend some time, not to in the hurry, maybe taking a month to, like to not months to, I mean, like, to make it perfect, you see? Just
mm-hmm.
looking, considering,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, the second stage will be, like, getting the new customers, like, but now
yeah.
really I want to focus, like, to building and making, like, a base to have it, you know. I know I'm ready, you know, when you have something in the pocket, it's already fully charged, like you see, and then you take it out of the pocket and it's perfect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you launch it. That's mm-hmm. what I want to do. I want to keep it. It's not eating anything, it's not requiring a lot of resources, this website. If it's sitting quietly, like 100 kind of pages down somewhere in the Google, it's okay. It's just waiting its time to shoot, you know? There is, like, should be some time, perfect timing, like, to do it.
Yeah.
And now it's not the time, you see? I want to keep that kind of, like, how do you call this, like, the card, you know, playing card, the ace or whatever, like, when you're playing, you know, the poker, you keep something in you. Like, you have something, but you're not, like, showing. So I want to make with you guys really perfect website and like, have it there. And when I'm ready to shoot, when I'm ready to kind of go to the public, then I'll, of course I will shoot with all, because, like, having the website and then investing to the marketing, but website itself, it's not kind of finished, and, like, you're spending the money, people go there. So, like, I don't want to, like, hurry. Yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
like, and
mm-hmm.
but frankly speaking, even, like, my company, the capacity, the truck capacity, it's not ready yet, even, though, like, to serve so many clients, you see, like, to adding more. So,
mm-hmm.
like, I want to kind of, I have some strategy in my mind, and I want to go, like, step by step going forward.
So what,
yeah.
What strategy do you have in your mind?
So basically, the strategy is like, as I mentioned, like I have the current clients, I have the current contractors, and like I want to strengthen, focus on that services. Addition to that, like, and like again, like I need trucking business. You need more the trucks, you need the more hardware, and like the people to serve the more. You see, like advertising, and then like you receiving the request, and you cannot fulfill those things. It's not a good thing. It's really like sometimes like the shortage is worse than no sales, you know? Like I don't know how like how to explain it. Like you advertise and then like people say, and I don't have enough trucks and I don't and I'm not ready. And my current my capacity is not ready. So again, coming back to the question, the strategy, I want to strengthen my current position with current clients and then like prepare to go public. You know, like just I want to be ready to go public. When I'm like, I have enough of the, like the hardware, like the human resources and like the everything, I know my site website is ready. I know I have the capacity. Then I shoot hardly, you know, I don't want to shoot in the air and just kind of whatever birds fall down. I don't want to do it. I want to be ready with everything, with buckets or whatever to catch those, the birds. You know what I'm saying? So this is the strategy, kind of like when I'm ready to go public, when I'm ready to invest, and then I go. But I don't want to like just running like and shooting to the air. You see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I can understand where you come from, and I totally understand your basically strategy, which you're basically going to do as soon as the work is completed. So for now, you just are basically going to leave it as it is, like the way your website is, and you don't want to like go for any kind of marketing. You first of all, you want to use your own people whom you're basically working with nowadays and save some money. And once you feel like you have something in your hand, you you're using some, you're getting some funds, and then we can just you can just contact us for the marketing.
Yeah,
and
sure. Yeah, of course. Because like by that time, like website will be ready, everything ready.
Yeah.
All I need is just like decide like. First, I need to decide what my target audience is. Who are they? The age or whatever, like, you know, all those things. Like, then I can decide about the marketing strategy because now I just kind of like tell general company strategy. But next one is the marketing strategy. Which region I'm focusing, like, who are my customers? Is it small businesses or is it like the residential or is it like the big companies? Like, what am I looking for? Who? And then based on that, you can create like kind of the marketing strategy based on the target audience, like who they are and like what they do, where they are like, going. For example, if I tell you, all right, I need like mid-age kind of the homeowner, like the family, like 30, whatever, like, and then you of course say, okay, those guys are usually not in TikTok, or they're like in the Instagram, or they're like in the there, and like they're like, or they're watching like, I don't know, something else, and then we do the strategy, we advertise there. If I tell you I need the older people, like, or something, then maybe I should advertise in the newspaper, in the paper advertising, and like do some kind of leaflet and put it to the, like, you know, distribute through the regular mail with the paper, like, you know, like, so those kind of the marketing strategies, this is the next steps, I have to do it, but basically this is kind of the idea.
Yeah, I can understand, and I really appreciate the idea which you just basically explained to me, and that's a really good one, just to save money for now. But in the future, once you feel like you have some friends, then we can you can just invest it for to getting to expand your business, and that's
sure.
But there is one more thing, like else regarding the development phase for your website. And I do see that you, like, as we are discussing about the Join Us page, your request a code. So let's just talk about the Join Us page. So the Join Us page is for those customers who specifically visit your website and willing to join your, willing to get your service through your website, right?
Which you're referring to, like,
if you can, if you can review your website, so the pages which we basically designed it for you, the one is the home page, the about us page, the services, and the second one you're looking for the join us and the request a code, right?
Join us, it's like career site, like the hiring drivers, right?
Yeah.
This one
so,
you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir. So you do have some requirements which you want your people to fill out to complete your requirements, and then you can just basically going to see their information, and according to their expertise, you can basically going to hire them, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, for example, like the drivers, when I advertised, for example, the position, I have the open position for the driver. I told them, okay, go to the website and, like, fill out the information, upload your documents, and then I'm going to see their, like, how you call it, CV or resume, and then, like, I go from that. Like, I mean, I can use, of course, some, like, other, like headhunters,
okay.
like, kind of, like, Indeed or whatever, but still I want to, like, use some the website as well. So, yes, this is join us. It's like the join our team or careers, you know, how they say on the website. This is the page like about it, yeah. When
yeah,
the drivers,
so for
like
the join us, so for the join us, so definitely you have some questions which you need to be added on your join us page. So whenever someone visits your website and click on join us, so definitely there will be having some questions which they need to answer. And the, as you said, you want to add the resume option as well, where they can just send you the resume for their expertise. So this is something which you are looking for on your join us page?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like join us, the people who are applying to join the company.
What
the careers,
you have,
like
you
yes.
Do.
Hmm?
Yes, sir. Okay, so
yeah, yeah.
So how do you basically going to get those forms? How do you basically going to engage those customers? How do you going to like engage them to reply back or something? How do you basically going to get that whole data at the back end of your website? How do you manage that? Abhi main isko kuch samjhata hu apne paas se 10 minute ki takreer karta hai aage se.
So what do you mean, like, how, like, I mean, they fill out the information about their name, like, they upload their CV, upload all the papers, then they send it, push the send, then it goes to my the email, I open it and, like, see the candidate, and, like, I reply to them and they contact them. They have to put their phone, because I mentioned everything in the PowerPoint presentation, what kind of things they have to fill. It's just the basic information, of course, I will add some additional. Because once they, like we started working on Monday, like I sent all the information, like Monday I received the page yesterday, I sent yesterday all the information, like the basic one, it's not the final. But yes, the people, for example, the guy, he wants to join my company, he goes there like careers, join us, and he like puts his name, date of birth, and like he uploads his resume, CV, he uploads his driver license, he uploads his like whatever, like I need the information. And then he made send, and then I get the email, I read, I contact them. I mean, like, this is really straightforward. Why are you asking kind of, like, such kind of questions, really?
Okay, perfect. So this is the only, these are the only things which I would like to discuss with you, because we are, now we are just in the development stage, so this is why I do have, like, a couple of questions which needs to discuss. So according to that, we can go ahead and develop your website.
Yeah, another one, like, request for the quote, you saw it as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. So what's your...
Yeah,
what
so
is
also the same kind of thing, kind of like, the, I mean, it's kind of should be pretty straightforward. You guys doing, like, million websites, like, and, like, all the websites have all this kind of, the same kind of scheme on the top. About us, services, careers, join us, request for the quote. Everybody, like, have it. So like, I don't know why I'm asking. But anyhow, request for the quote, I also send the PowerPoint, what I need, like the name, where... You saw everything, right?
Yeah. And we are working on that, the information which you sent us. We are
So especially like in the request for the quote, there should be put like the address, from, and where. And I told to the Peter that like person has to not put manually like the state, but he has to choose the state. And the address also, like, you know, when you start putting address, it's kind of like through the Google Maps, or you know how sometimes automatically, like, tells the address?
Yeah, like, we are talking about the address which you basically sent us. So if you want that address to be in the Google Map as well, so that will be, we are going ahead and add it onto your contact us page.
No, 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 like, for example, you don't understand, like, can you... It's okay, okay. So please, I think it's first. I think you have to make this based on what my initial request, and then I will make another comment. I will, let's go step by step, because I will complicate over complicate it now So let's do, like, please do based on the, my requirements, which I uploaded through the PowerPoints. Also, I sent some of the pictures requirements, some of the samples of the pictures, which I want. I made some comments. I think you saw it, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah.
Okay.
So please, like, so as I mentioned, yesterday I uploaded all those things, and I was, like, expecting today you guys going to send me something. But, I mean, yesterday you called me and just asking the questions. So, really, let's kind of, like, I'm for the quality, but still, like, kind of the speed is important. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay, perfect. So,
you don't have any questions, right?
No, not for now. Everything is pretty much clear. And if I need
any when can I expect, yes, like, to get this kind of at least?
Sorry?
The first draft, I think. Like, first I got the, like, general, like, kind of the, how can I say, the idea for the design. And when can I get this second draft based on my comments?
You will be receiving your second draft in the next 48 to 56 business hours. Will all the things which you basically mentioned, Peter, so all of the things will be updated there, and you can just review with that, and we are good with it.
Okay. Also, I sent, I uploaded the PowerPoint where I want to put this, you know, the pictures of the employees with the, I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how can I, like, you see, like, I like to work, like, with one person because he already knows I don't need to repeat myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I highlighted, like, initially
yeah.
when I was talking to you guys, like, because,
mm-hmm.
like, you see, like, saying same thing, like, how do you guys divide your, like, R&Rs? What is your R&R? What is the Peter's, like, I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
when two people, then three people asking, like, it's kind of, like, I don't want to repeat myself. Like, how do we work? Like, tell me, like, the scheme.
Yeah, Peter is the one who is basically taking care of this project for you and do the job for you until your website is completed and all the changes, all the revisions, and whatever the instructions you basically gave to Peter, he can go ahead and make the things updated for you on your website. So the reason to be with you over the phone just to making sure that everything is going smooth and clear and according to your expectations. So this is why I'm here and just wanted to confirm some little things which we just discussed about the marketing and stuff, about how do you basically going to take the forms onto your email, request the code. So this is something to just to make the vision more clear, just to get your work completed as soon as possible.
All right, like, yeah, so, like, you have to understand, like, it's more comfortable, like, to speak, like, I'm not saying, like, something like you or Peter, it doesn't matter, but it's always best to talk with one person, because, like, all of those kind of, like, things I already told to the Peter yesterday,
mm-hmm.
like, I said, okay, this is, like, join us, this is careers, and now you're asking again this question,
yeah.
and then, like, about, like, the request for the quote, I explained to him I need to do, like, this. I hope, like, you're recording the calls, like, so maybe he can listen once again.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about the work part, the work which you basically already discussed with Peter. Everything will be up to date there according to your instructions. Don't need to worry about the work. The work will be, I can say, the beyond your expectations. As soon as you receive the second draft of your website along with all the details, so you will definitely going to call me just to thank me for the work.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, guys. So let's get to work. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Else
thank you.
I can help you with today.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Bye.